Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Right, we're holding today is really Kufta Zayin. We got we are on Kufta Zvav Abbeis. Not so terrible. Where the Gemara brought, of course, the Brisa. We had the two dots where the Gemara brought Yosef Rav Huda. And he came to Rav Chisda, Kakarilei. We were talking about Vayishlach Es Narei Vnei Yisrael. We should say something about that korban that they brought, even though the sequence, of course, it says it after Matan Torah, but in Mishpatim, but like Rashi comments and tells us, really telling Rashi and the Ramban over there in Mishpatim, if it was after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah. Like Rashi over here says, it was before Matan Torah, and it's Mechlal the Egg Mugdam of Uzhar Matayra. So they really did it before Matan Torah. So it says this episode of when it took place, Vayishlach Es Narei Vnei Yisrael, and the Gemara says that really they were the Kaihanim, and it tells us that that was the last time that the Kaihanim brought it. Now, you're talking, especially before Matan Torah, you're talking before Sivan, Abisivan. When was HaKabbat HaMishkan? Next Nisan. So you're talking almost, not a year, but you're talking 9 months later. So you're talking, HaKabbat HaMishkan took place in the following Nisan. This is before Kabbalah's Torah, the previous Siva, Sivan, Tabuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, Other. And so the HaKabbat HaMishkan did not take place for another 9 months. Yet, here it says it's the end of the Bechayrim doing it. They were Bechayrim until the Kahanim took over. And here, so here you're telling me that it was the last time what happened during those 9 months in light of everything that we were saying. And when the Kahanim were the Bechayrim are the ones that did it until then. That's one thing. Another thing they said was, again, since Vayishlach Tzar Bnei Yisrael, Amar La Yochim Ravasi Upasku, because, and really he was going to ask a question from the Mishnah, but then Shavei Nekama Mishvei Deravana Barava, another thing, before he had a chance to ask, he said something else. That Al Ayla Sheikrimi Yisrael Bamidbar. What was that? The Ayla that they brought in the Midbar, the Nari Vnei Yisrael, they did what? Eina to the Hefshet V'nituach. It did not require Hefshet V'nituach like a regular Raila. And that was the thing that they said. Eile Sheikrimi Yisrael B'midbar Sinai, Rashi tells us, Kainim, he told us, Kainim Matan Torah. This is what, like Rashi told us, before Matan Torah, Vayishlach HaFetanar Vnei Yisrael, that they did not, Eina Tuna did not require, it did not require Hefshet V'nituach. Now, Oisve, Brisa, the Shavi of Makulu, the Sanya, before he was going to ask a kasha for the Mishnah, but he would rather than ask a kasha for the Brisa, because from one Brisa, you have two kashas, or the two things that he said, as opposed to asking for the Mishnah, that would only be one thing, because of course the Mishnah told us that the Bechayrim, the Avayda of the Bechayrim stopped by a Kabbat HaMishkan. You could have dinged Zach with that. But now he asked, rather asked from a Brisa, because the Brisa would come to refute not the second did also. That on Rabbi the Behemshep and Ituach by the Oilu. Why? Because what does it say in the Brisa? The Sad Yachalai Hukama Mishkan, Hababa Ismutaris, the babas were mutter, the avaidim b'machayrus. The babas were mutter, and the avaidim b'machayrus. First of all, let me explain one point that we have here, which is not that pashit, which is really pashit, but in the end it comes out there's a problem with it. The babas were mutter. Who's able to be makrim in a baba? Everybody's able to be makrim in a baba. You can do whatever you want in a bama. I mean, even if you have a shayla, we don't have it here in the Gemara itself, but we do have it in Yerushalmi. as an isha is allowed to do the avodah at a bama. The Yerushalmi and Megillah has it, that's a suffix, but it's a right lemaisa, it's a tisefta at the very end of Zvachit, that an isha is ksherim abama also. Everybody can be makom abama. So what does it mean only kahanim could do it? What do you mean kahanim? The avodah is with the kahanim in the bama, but everybody is able to be makrif and a bama. So others say the push it away is the chazaydish, the keredaira, and that is that what we talk about, I believe we said it before, and that is that which we say that it requires kahanim is by the bama gedaila, by the korbanos of the bama gedaila. Not by the bama ktana. By the bama ktana, anybody who wants could do it, in his own private place, he's able to go do it, and anyone is able to do it. The Baba Gedaila, which is the communal Mizbeach, for Kabbalah Sibur, could be Kabbalah Siachid also, but Kabbalah Sibur, earmark, the Dafke for Kabbalah Sibur, then, in that case, the Kahanim are the ones that do it. And that's the push in a way, the way we would say it. We'll see a kasha on this, which we have to deal with from later on, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Well, we see it would seem to be not like that, and that's Mucharai, how you learn that Gemara. But this is the Chayra, the push in a way, the way we're doing it, at least thus far. So what does it tell us? Again, it says in the Braisa, Achalai Hukamah Mishkan, the Babis were Mutter, the Babits were Mutter, Viavaida, Bimachiris. And, when we say this, by the way, Achalai Hukamah Mishkan, the Pashtus is the Avaida is Bimachiris, where the communal ones, and the Babits were Mutter. The Babits were Mutter, they do not have to be done. The Babits were Mutter, just like they were Mutter from the time, of Noyach, what is the character of these karbanis that we have until Hakamas HaMishkan? The same thing that we had, look, Kayin and Hevel brought karbanis. Noyach brought a carbon. Yaakov Avinu, Avraham Avinu brought a carbon. Right? We have all Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael HaNetzach. He went and he did, he brought karbanis. They brought karbanis from the time of Adam HaRishon. They were what kind of, what was the status of those karbanos? Karbanos of Bnei Noyach. Now what? So the question away is, what was the status of the karbanos that they brought until Hakamas HaMishkan? Also Bnei Noyach. What were they able to bring? These karbanos. Balkol Ksherim Lahakrim, what? And what do you bring? Behema Chaya V'Yayif. You can bring a Chaya and a knife. Wait, what's it? Scarab and a Kavis. You can bring Scarab, you can bring the Kavis. Let's say you wanted to bring an Isla. You can bring the Kavis for an Isla. There's no distinction between Scarab and a Kavis. An Isla, of course, we know, has to be brought from Scarab. You can't, you know, over there, but not these. These islas are able to be brought from the Kavis. To me, Mimu Bale Mumin. You can bring Karbanis Tamim and Balei Mumin, which means Lechaira. What were they able to bring until Hakamas HaMishkan? Even Balei Mumin, they can bring. Tahira, the only exception is Tamayim. Tahira of Allah Tamayim. Tahira, but not Tamayim. Of course, it presupposes the fact that they know the difference between Tahira and Tamayim. What were the B'nai Nayach allowed to bring? What are you saying? I'm sorry, what are you doing? Yeah, very good. Okay, but that was a separate, that's not the Karbanis, the regular Karbanis, I would say, very nice. Balkol Karvu Islas. Not only that, all the Karbanis that they brought from the time, that's part of what you're asking, really, also. From the time of Adam HaRishon, all the karbanos that they brought were eyeless, not shlomo. Nobody ate from it. It would come out. Now, again, so like my Shanissa is asking, what do you mean? What did Hevel bring? He brought a mitzvah. He brought bar. He brought the debt. So the Gemara will ask that question. Well, very good. So the Gemara is going to ask that. And the Gemara is going to ask that question. Now call Carvel Wilders. The Ilah Shehikrivu Yisrael Bamidbar Ha is another clincher, another problem that we have for this price. The Ilah that they brought in the Midbar, they Nare Vene Yisrael. What did they bring? It needed Hemshit Bini Tuach. It needed Hemshit Bini Tuach, which is not like the way the Gemara said before. So we have two things on this price, contrary to what the Gemara said before. We had a kasha, we said before that that was the last time that the Bukhairim brought it. And here we see the Bukhairim brought it at least by the Baba Gedaila until HaKabbas HaMishkan. And here we also see that the idol that they brought needed Hashemini Tuach. And therefore, it's not like he said the idol Sheikrim Yisrael B'Midbar did not need Hashemini Tuach. Here we see that it does. Another thing he said, the Brisa says, V'Nachrim, V'Zman HaZeh, Rishayim Lassus Kate. They're able to do whatever they want. They bring it. They bring the same Kabbalists that they were able to bring then. They can bring whatever Kabbalists. Not us, of course. We go do it. We're going to be able to, there's a Chiv Chorus for Shutei Chutz. But Goyim that want to do it, they can do it the same way. In which case, don't think about it, but it's Panoi here. It's really the answer to this is, and it's Tali Atanoim, the Sanya. The Gabakainim and the Goshim Alashem Yiskadoshu. The Kahanim. When they went to Har Sinai, it says that they will be sanctified. They're not allowed, but they're not allowed to come close to the mountain. No one is able to come close to the mountain. Rabbi Shimon Karchaimer, Zupriches Bechiris, not only Kahan, the Bechirim were not able to do it either. Rabbi Aimer, Zupriches another Vaviu, it even told us, Nadav Avihu, we're not able to go close to the mountain. Something about Rishlum about the Yamasu Precious Nadav Avihu. Oh, we have something which is Miyushiv, if now that we're saying it's Nadav Avihu. That's why we can understand something else. Anurik Siv, when they died, Nadav Avihu, and the Shemini Laviluim, that's what it means. Hu Asher Dibar Hashem Labor Bikrevai HaKadosh. But there's a remnant that we see. Bikrevai HaKadosh, it says that they were Kadoshim. Bikrevai HaKadosh, I will be sanctified by my car, by the Krivim. Look how Hashem they were. Because I had to go and point out that they weren't able to go to the mountain. Why would I think they would go to the mountain? Because they were Kadoshim. And that's the remnant, and therefore we can understand what it means, Bikrevai HaKadosh. Ella, I will become sanctified. They cry by a Kaddish by the death of the ones who are so close to me. Now, Laban, the Abbasu, Precious, Mechiris. Well, let's say it's referring over there that the Mechirim are not able to get there. Hecha Rabiza, where do we find that none of Avihu, where's the Rebbe's that they were so Choshuv? It says, Al Tikri Mechvaydi in my covenant Elamu Mechubadai, the ones who are Mechubadim because they are so close to me. Who is that? Dabbat Abakanish Baruch Elamashe. Below Yait, Mashe Rabbeinu, they didn't know. Below Yado, Achemesu, B'nai Ar, he didn't know what he meant, what the Rebbe Shalom meant. Until B'nai Ar, another Mabiyu died. Came in Shemesu, B'nai Arim. Amalo Aaron, Achi, and so the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Aaron, Achi, Aaron, my dear brother, Lo Beisu Bodecha, Ela Agdish Moshal Kadosh Baruch Hu. They died, this is what the Rebbe Shlomo meant before, Bekrabe HaKadosh, Kem Shiyoda Aaron, Shabbatam, Yidue Bakim Hei, when Aaron came to this realization, that they were precious in the eyes of the Rebbe Shalom. Shasak. He was silent. The Kibel, the Kibel Schar. He already said, come on the Schar for his shtika. He didn't say anything. And therefore he was become a Schar because he remained silent. Even though, of course, he lost the Nadav Avihu. Shedem Avayidai Ma'aron. A similar experience of this was David. Chaim b'David ha'mu'aymer. Doim la'Hashem hischalelo. Af al pi shemapil l'cho chalolim chalolim. At soik. What happened by David? David HaMelech, really, he wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash. And it was not David who built it. It was Shlomo. What was the reason? Because he was involved in all the wars, killed all the people. Killed so many people, huh? No, because he's a warrior. Warriors are kibbles, shit, like, it says, even though Aval Pisha Bapil Chalalim Chalalim, you remain silent. Sometimes it's good to keep quiet. You don't always have to be talking. Sometimes to talk, you keep scar. Sometimes you keep quiet, you mekabel scar. Behind the Amar Rachim, Arab Amar Ab Yechanan, might accept Naira Elokim be mikdashecha. Brother Shlom, you are awesome. Be mikdashecha. Mikdashecha means your mikdash, but it means something else too. Al tikri be mikdashecha. Ella be mikudashecha. From the ones who sanctify you, the people who sanctify you. Mishah Shaisar Kadosh Baruch Hu did. When the Rebbe Shlom does a din with the ones who are holy to him, meaning, for example, Nadavaviyu, Misyarei Misala Misalel, he becomes exalted by the reaction of the ones who suffer. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, what happened? So we have a problem. What do we see from over here? We see, first of all, that the Bechayram did the Avaida until Hakamas HaMishkan. The second thing we see over here is that there was Hefshet Benituah, the Trey Tanoihi, the Sanya, we have a Machlekes Tanoi, the Sanya Rav Shmuel Leiber, Klalus Nemru Mesinai, and Rabbi Ishmael says that the only thing that was given over at Sinai by Kabbalah Satira was only the adumbrations, we'll call it, of the Parshias, right? Without the Proteus Nicodemus.
Of all the payments?
Of mitzvahs in general, yes. Like Rashi Greeks, as I say, from Bahar. Like in Parshias Bahar. So therefore, they didn't hear the halachas of the Ayla Beprat. They didn't hear the halachas of Hefshet Benituach by an Ayla. And the only Hidra Bikima ever closed and Pratas never besinai. No, they heard the Pratim also. They were aware that an Ayla has the Hefshet Benituach. The Nishla B'Yayal Bayim, the Nishtal Shabbat's wife. And therefore it's going to be totally a dead. Of course, it's a very big problem. When did they bring these karbanas? Rashi told them were before Kabbalah Satira.
Right.
So what good does it do that you have the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael? It's a book that we're talking on here, Lacha Abaisa. When did they bring the Karbonis? You tell me, according to Rabbi Akiva, they brought, therefore there was going to be a din of Hefshet Benituach. They didn't know that. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, they didn't know the din of Hefshet Benituach. Because the din of Hefshet they did it before. So what was
it? Yeah, Rebbe, I found the Tosfos Harash who asked this.
Yeah.
I found the Tosfos Harash in Chagiga. I found it a long time ago.
Tosfos
Harash asked this, and he said that obviously, even according to Rebbe Akiva, they were given a little bit of details even before Matan Torah, the fifth day of Sivan.
Hey, but now the question is, obviously, what it's
It begs
us
the question.
If they're about to hear it right away, before Sefer Vayikra, then even if they brought it before the official Kabbal Satira, they must have been informed of it somehow. Now, who? They got a preview. From whom?
Yeah.
Who told them the name of Hefshet Benituach? They don't fight it. I mean, nobody told Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Maybe didn't know it.
We got some at
Mara.
We got some mitzvahs at Mara, but
not the dinim of how to bring a carbon oil. This is like such a simple, right, fundamental question. Rashi just told us they brought the carbon before. Right? So there, so it must be, but somehow, you're right. I mean, it must be that they had a preview even before Kabbalah Satayra. That's what it's saying. And otherwise, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the one that tells us the datum of Hefshet Benituach come immediately when they hear about a carbon oil. Okay. Now, according to Rabbi Ishmael, when did it become instituted, the datum of Hefshet Benituach? Not until much later. Until Sefer Vayikra. Rabbi Ishmael came to Moshe the Isle Mayit, and he told him Sefer Vayikra. But it wasn't at the time of Kabbalah Satayra itself. But if they brought it already from before, and from the time that the Isla was given over, the Dinam of Isla was given over right away, and they brought the Isla, somehow they Avada knew the Dinam of the Isla, whoever, whatever. Did they bring Shnaim Shein Arba? Yeah. Did they go bring the whole thing without leaving part of it for Achila or something? Yes, of course, it's Kolio. So however they knew the datum of the Akhtara of the Isla, they knew the datum of the Heshemini Tuach. Did they know how to do this Rika of the Isla? We have to assume, yeah.
I wasn't given by the...
Now, of course, we really have to know another thing, by the way. What's Rika did they do by the Isla? Shnaim Shein Arba? Or not?
The regular carbon Isla.
Because how do you bring a carbon Isla in a Bama? The people who bring a carbon oila and a baba, let's say, b'nei noyach. Not only b'nei noyach for sure. Let's say they brought Yidden, bring a carbon oila in life and keep it. How would they do this rikus of the oila? One splash, finished. There's no din of shlav shein arba. Why? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that what? There was no din saviv. Umatin tell here, there's no other to say. Umatin, Babas Yacha, the Babas Sibor, Smicha, there was no Smicha, Shita, Tzofin, Umatan Saviv. What does it mean, Matan Saviv? Rashi says, Matan Saviv, Sheiniris, Abatana, Lishnei Ruchis. Dahino, Beis, Matana, Shein Arba. There was no Din, Shan, Shein Arba, in the Baba. In the Baba, again. Let me make this clear over here. Yes. Yeah. Babas Yachid. Let's make something clear. I'm bringing a riot from the Babas Yachid. We're not talking here about Babas Yachid. We're talking over here about Karbonis of B'nai Nayach. We're talking about Karbonis. Theoretically, they would be able not to have brought it from a Chaya or a knife.
Only by Babas Yachid.
They could have brought it. They could have brought it. They could have brought it from the islands, from an akeva. A balum. All these things, these are all karbonis of B'nai Nayach. Those halachas of a babas yachar and babas sibor are the gayan vizman heter babas. Not the babas of B'nai Nayach. Let's not mix them. That's a very, very important thing that we have over here. What's going on here? Like David just asked. Let's not conflate the karbonis of B'nai Noyach with the karbonis of Yisrael, B'zman Heter Bobis, for example. It's easy to get mixed up with them. Let's say they brought karbonis and Noyvik even, karbonis Yachid. Bobis Hamutter. There's no way they can't bring Chayas and Oifis. Can't do that. They cannot bring the carbon of Baal Mum either. The Raya is from the Gemara later on, Saif Smachim, Ladaf Kufkov. We're not able to bring a carbon of a Baal Mum in Life and Given. Private Mizbech, and he brings Barash Kaga, he brings in his backyard. He can't bring a carbon of Baal Mum there. He can bring it, B'nai Dayach, Kayan and Hevel were able to bring carbon of a Baal Mum. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, they were able to bring the carbon of a Baal Mum. But if they wanted to, they could bring an oil which is in the cave. They could bring oil there. They're not, they're all halachas of the Neinayah. But we have.
Before the Mishkan, it was different.
Pardon me? The Hefter Babas that we have before the Mishkan was what? Now, how do you know? Let's say before the Mishkan, the Narei B'nei Yisrael, let's say they wanted to bring a carbon island, they wanted to bring a deer. Let's say they wanted to bring a deer, an antelope. It's a chaya, a deer.
What
would they be allowed to do that? Why not? Now, but there is a raya, there's a Gevaldik Chiddush. The pashtus is, we read the Gemara, they want to bring it. Say, well, why not? It's Karbonis HaBnei Noyach. This is not the same thing as Bobis, but if the Bobis were mutter. Wait. But, there's a Biskarov in Chumash, in Parshas Yisro. And his raya is, because, even if you hold, it says that all the Karbonis, all the karbanis of the Neinayah, we have machlekes even, where all the karbanis that were brought from the time of the Neinayah karbanis were all eyeless. We said over here, the karbanis are eyeless. Yet, we find in the Pesukim that they brought shlamim also. What does it say at the end of it there? Bismech adam etasali. Not only that, a very important thing here. At the end of Yisrael, here we have what? How do we read this parsha? Listen to this. Everybody should listen. They have to pay attention to it. Listen. Mizbeach adoba taseli. The zavakta alav. Is Olosecha ve'eshlamecha. What's Shlamecha? What do you mean Shlamecha? You have to bring an island. Not only that, let's take a little bit further. Es Soincha ve'eshbikarecha. What do you mean Soincha ve'karecha? You can bring an antelope. You can bring a gorilla. What do you mean you have to Soincha ve'karecha? You can bring a gorilla. All right, you're right. Man said, out of me, tar, they can't do anything because it's tummy. So not a gorilla. You're right, 100%. But you're right. But you could have brought it. You could have brought the chaya. You could have brought a knife. What's Tzaycha B'Karecha? Tzaycha B'Karecha is only by a real, not by the spot of the bubbis of the bubbis of the day. Naya. You know, some of the day can be whatever you want. A chaya, a knife, as long as it's tar. The Biskarab comes and he says, there's a third tekufa that we have over here, and that is in that it's not stopped from the time of between, and not, there's a 9-month period between Kabbal Satira and the Zvada Kabbal Sabishkin, which is a third category. It doesn't fit into Kabbal Sabinei Nayach. Nor does it fit into Karbanis, regular Karbanis Yisrael. It's a special halacha of Karbanis Yisrael during this time that will take over halachas. You could only be Tzayda Bukhar. This is not the halachas. And if whatever din we have here, you can't bring a Ryan. I mean, let's say there'll be certain din in Karbanis Bnei Nayach that could be mutter. So, yeah, all right. And then it could be only in Ayla. Over here, it could be a Shlomit. Now you wonder, what kind of din Shlomit will it have? It'll have the same datum of shlamim that the babas were mutter by knife and kefir. It is a bama here. It's a bama. That's what it's about there. But the same karbonis, the same datum that we have is mad heter babas. The knife and kefir and gelgal. That's going to be the halachas that we have over here. Chiddush, well, the gazach of chiddush. That he has, that's our third category that we have. That's why I think. Would you ever be able to bring a raya? Let's say I would ask you the following question, everybody. If the karbonis of Bnei Nayach, karbonis by Bnei Nayach, is there that have shit many tuach by them? So you say, yeah, we coined to this brisa. If you go like Rabbi Akiva, there's a din of Hefshek Nituach. I think we have a raya from here. If there's a din of Hefshek Nituach over here, that there's going to be obviously a halacha of Hefshek Nituach by Karbonis B'nei Noach.
But
Hefshek is not a raya. Because if we're saying that it goes like Rabbi Akiva, if we're saying that it goes like Rabbi Akiva, of the halachas that are going to be given over at Sinai, what does it mean, the halachas that were given over at Sinai by these oilus? These oilus are going to be, now, these oilus, what are they? The Kabbalists of Obama. But not Bama's play that necessarily. What's they're given over? Because of the halachas that are going to be given over at Sinai, because by Sinai, the clothes of the prophets, it means this has a din of Karbonis Yisrael, possibly, I'm saying possibly, because Seif it's before Matan Torah. But maybe this halacha, if you bring your raya from what the din is after Matan Torah, it means that these Karbonis are going to be Karbonis Yisrael, even though they are before Matan Torah, and there should still be halachas of B'nai Nayach. What's it bring a raya from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva's bringing a raya after my Karbonis of B'nai Nayach, about that, but the Chash B'nai Nayach. He's giving a din of Hefshek Nituach, therefore they did this. It must be they had a halacha of Karbonis Yisrael. So let's say we would have, and we declare the Shaila now, well then they have Hefshek Nituach by the time of Noach. Okay, it wouldn't be a raya. It wouldn't be a raya. Maybe that does not need Hefshek Nituach. I these did because there's a unique halacha for a 9-month period that they took over before Kabbalah Torah. But there's no one, there's no precedent for it. This halacha is a unique halacha during a 9-month window that does not apply before or after. Before.
Rebbe, you just.
It's got one of the great
Naya. I see that they became
Yisrael
from
Bnei
Noach. When did they change from
Bnei Noach to Yisrael? They didn't change really until Kabbalah HaMishkan. But the way we're saying now, there are dinim of Karbonis Yisrael also, if that's how you choose to bring it. Let's say they chose to bring it as a Karbon of B'nai Noach, not a Karbonis Yisrael. They could have done that, but again, Karbonis. Of course, Karbonis. What do you mean? We're talking only over here. The Gabi the Karbonis, the Dine Karbonis. Are they Karbonis B'nai? Are they? Do they have a din in their chefs of Karbonis B'nai Noach? Or do they have a din of Karbonis Yisrael?
Right.
At least there's a concept that Karbonis doesn't mean that all the Karbonis that they brought have to be Avada. If they bring a Shlomim, yeah. Because there is no such thing as a Shlomim by Karbonis B'nai Noach. But let's say they brought an Oila. They can bring an Oila of an Oila as B'nai Noach, or they can bring an Oila of Karbonis Yisrael. Let's say the one can bring a deer. The one can bring a deer and antelope to go ahead and bring it as a Karbon Oila. The one can bring it a Kava as an Oila. Why? Because this way bringing Karbonis B'nai Noach. That could be fine.
Even though they became Yisrael
as Sinai. Even if that doesn't make any difference. The change only takes place after our Kabbalah HaMishkan. I'm not saying they're B'nai Noach. They had Tefila and Tefila over here. But the Dine Karbonis of Karbonis Israel only begin from our Kabbalah HaMishkan. Before then, the Karbonis of Karbonis B'nai Noach, what he's being Mechadish is, if Mizbeach Adama Tasali, and what over there, if you'll do it, you could bring a shlomim also. But if you do it, if you're bringing Karbonis Yisrael, then it has to be Bekarcha B'tzaycha. You can't bring a gorilla. Gorilla, stop at him. But you can't bring an antelope. Yeah. All right.
Rebbe, it really depends. Rebbe, it also depends if that was an Eilus Tamid. That's where you have to spin it. If it was an Eilus Tamid, it's a carbon seaboard. If it's an Eilus Ria, then not. So the Mikdash Shavah that other people say, if it was an Eilas Tamid, then it was a Bama Tzibor, which has totally different halachas.
Well, again, we're talking about HaKabbas HaMishkan. What would be the
I'm talking about.
No, wait. What would be the
I'm talking about the Bama HaSinai.
Before HaKabbas HaMishkan, Of the absolutely. Of the Eilis Tamid.
Right. That if on Har Sinai, when the Yalu Eilis was an Eilis Tamid, then it was then that Bama that they constructed.
If the Kailas, the
and that's
the
why it required Hetzesini Tua.
If they brought with the Tamid, then it's easier to hear all this. What we're saying.
Much easier. So Hetzesini Tua was not a feature of Akabanas Yachid.
But then it's even harder. How would you be able to do it without Hetzesini Tua? It's not a Kabbalah. It's not a Kabbalah's mama. It's not like the Kabbalah's mama. They Nayach. It's a carbon Tamid. So the carbon tamid would not need Hashemini Tuach.
No, it had to. It had to. There's no such thing.
The carbon tamid. You're going to say that they brought it without Hashemini because it looks like Rabbi Shmuel?
No.
No.
No, even Rabbi
Shmuel.
Yeah, it's not at all. But I think when the Gemara Chagiga lines it up, it turns out that according to Rabbi Shmuel was an Eilis Riyah. I have to check that out. So then that would answer Rebbe's question.
Okay.
You have to see how it all lines up, all the different opinions.
There also.
Yeah, it's very. But Rebbe, please take a look at that patient.
They are not allowed to bring an antelope. No, the antelope is kosher. A deer. It's the deer family. The antelope is like a deer. Yeah. You can't bring a zechaya, not a behemoth. A deer, you can bring venison. Venison you can eat. It's kosher, but you can't bring it for a carbon. What? A deer is a chayim. Yeah, a deer is classified not as a behema. It's classified as a chaya. Even now, I mean, what is a deer? A deer, you can't, even in, what?
Then
you could have. Today it has to be Daka Bacha Ritzai. But then you would be able to bring it because it's a Behemoth Tahira.
It also makes a difference. Kisui Hadav is also different.
The Abar Bar Hakom Sheirim Lahakrib. We know Adam Ely. Oh, Adam, a second again. So Rabbi Akiva says again, it was the clawless of the prophets were said, and they were repeated in the Ayol Mayid, Sefer Vayikra, everything there. And it was even said over a third time in Ishtal Shubi Arvas Mayiv. 40 years later, it was chazered over. Omar Mar, Hakok Shem Lahakrivina Animili. Omar Avhuda, everybody. Now, what does it mean? Hakok Shem Lahakriv. Is it going with the people? Is it going with the animals? Hakom Sherim Lahakrib, Vinadim Ilamarav, with the Dimakrab, I even lay a Bisbeyak Lashem, Vayikach, Mikol Habehema Hatahar, Mikol Life Hatahar. So what is this? Behema Hatahar, Behema Kamashmo. And also, Chaya, Zmichal Behema, he brought the Chayas in also. And, the Chayim Chalbet, Scharim and the Kavis. He brought in everybody, everything. To me, Mamma Bale Mumin. La Fuke Machusar Aver. Even Bale Mumin, the only one that was excluded, he did not bring into the Teva the Machusar Aver. The law. Omer Abelazar Minayin, the Machusar Aver, Shinema, Hadiyan Shines, Alibne, Nayak, how do you know that a Machusar Aver is usher to be brought by a carbon Bnei Nayak? The only restriction is that chusar aver missing in a limb? Tanam talbud leimar. Because what does it say? We call hachai, we call basar. Amra tyra, tyra says havei behema shechayin mosheivarim shelo. That the limbs are alive and well. The dilma. How do you know? Maybe it's coming lebute treifa. Maybe a treifa. It's coming to be excluded from the Karbonis of the Neinayach. No, but that's already, you know, it's excluded. Because it says it has to be able to multiply, it has to be able to propagate. And a trefa cannot. We can understand that a trefa is not able because it can't give birth, right? But behold that it is. What are you going to say about that? Big women of it is what do you mean the train the kid? Is Zohar and a Nekeva or a Nekeva? Nekeva can't give birth to me. He can't withstand it. What about a Zohar? But the Gemara, the Mat Machalik over here. The Gemara said that did that we say that it can't give birth. Treva, if you all, the Treva is not your lettuce. What does it mean? And a Nekeva.
What about a Zohar?
A Zohar, but a guy could be by, he could impregnate. Oh. He would be able to impregnate. He's not a female Treva. Cannot give birth, that we hear. But this, it does not mean that a there could be, that he can't be Masriya. He could still do that, but Afal Bikain, it's, my side goes with the same min. It doesn't make any difference if you hold that way. That's how we know that it's excluded a treva, because it has to be diamond to you, Noyach. And you're not a treifer. Maybe he was a treifer. No, he wasn't a treifer because Tavim Ksibbe.
They lived a year.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Tavim Ksibbe. What do you mean? Tavim means a... Tavim refers to the fact that he's not a treifer. Tavim Tavim Bedrachah Tzadik Ksibbe. It says already, Tzadik. So what is it telling you, Tavim? So the Bavadil Matabim Bidrachav, Tzadik Bebaisav. It's not referring to the fact that he's not a traitor, it's talking about his derech of how he lives.
Drachav is
Midas? Midas. Isok and Daitach, Denayach, Gufay, Traitor, Hava. So then what would the Pasuk be telling us? Mika Amalei, Lenayach, Kavasech, Ayel, and Shleimim, Los Ayel. What do you think? It's telling you only if they're like you are, not like any, not if they're not like you. That doesn't make sense. Okay, therefore what? If you're going to learn out that a treifa is excluded, because it has to be itcha daimelach, maybe it means it's hapsa bi'alma. So anyway, how do you know? Yeah, I made a mistake. Let's see, I'm here. What would you need that for? What would you need that for? Yeah, about the same. Maybe it says itcha means only for something else completely. It's not somebody almost. For the company. They do something to do. I feel a Zakim. I feel a Saris. Maybe you could have anything for that. Maybe it wouldn't have to be Zakim because it's going to multiply. But Mashmalan, that it's not like that. Therefore, you know, God says that. Now, of course, what we have over here, we can't hear it. We have a big shell. If a ben noyach wants to bring a carbon by carbonus b'nei noyach, is he allowed to bring a treifa? Why are we not allowed to bring a treifa for a carbon? Because it's not Mashke Yisrael. It has to be something that's right for us to eat. What if a ben noyach brings a carbon? Is a carbon of a ben noyach eligible for a carbon if it's a treifa? The only reason that we are not allowed to do it, it's not about mum. I mean, remember, mum is on the outside, not on the inside. So what? Why is it that we're not allowed to bring a treifa? Because it's not right for us to eat. Now, a ben noyach can eat it. It's not a problem. But we can't eat it. So we come into a more fundamental issue, and that is there a psula Mashke Yisrael by B'nai Noyach? There is a Mikdash Tavid. We donned on this when we learned Avodah Zarah and Davhei and Davav, which we talked about this. We mentioned it. We mentioned the Rabbeinu, there's a Rabbeinu Elchanan, the Sefer on the Chidushi Rabbeinu Elchanan on Avodah Zarah. Whether or not a treifa is mutter to bring, or he's not mutter to bring. And the Shaila, even if he's not, the Gemara is not even mentioning the Mashke Yisrael. Bechara, we would say, can't do it because it's the Mashke Yisrael. From here, I think, from the Gemara here, and Mavayda Zara, it would be Mashke, there's no Dina Mashke Yisrael by Kabbalah Sabbatai Naya. Shaila is why? Why it would be like that?
They're covered, that's for sure.
By Arlon Bikurim. Yeah. By Arlon Bikurim. Yeah. Yes, but you're right. I mean, it's before Matan Torah, but okay. So before, let's say it is before Matan Torah. But would there be a din of, I mean, remember, you're talking about Tmeyim are certainly Usher, right, for a carbon? Tmeyim are Usher, but a Trefa is going to be Mutter because it's no Psul Mashke Yisrael. What do you say? Because it's before Matan Torah. Good. So Tmeyim are Usher, Apple became. So why should Mashke Yisrael be any different? Because by Mashke Yisrael, it comes from the fact that it's usher for Yisrael to eat. Okay, it's usher for Yisrael to eat. There's nothing wrong with a guy eating a trefa. So can a guy bring it? It's going to be tali maybe in the means. All right. Can we tell you what it means, Mashke Yisrael? What in the lumness of the Mashke Yisrael that we talked about different times? Is it a simon? Is it a sibin? What exactly is it? Well, basi rak lahayer lagabi nistin. The Rabbeinu Ochanan, he holds that it's able to be brought. I think we see the Rabbeinu Ochanan holds that it is able to be brought. The Shita, the Rabbeinu Ochanan, it is. The Mashma from Taisus and Avodah Zarah, it's not like that. We have a Shah Melech also like that. And Arabic, the Shtavid dance on it. Okay. Well, be aware that this is a Diyun that we have, and we can't, we don't have that time to, the luxury of elaborating. To hire him and have a low tmeyim. Now, how do we know that? We have a tmeyim and to hire him, bahi shaita, like you, everybody here was asking. Mamish, like you said, I think Shmuel Ar. They didn't have to put tmeyim to them. They didn't even know what it was. Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amrav Yainasin, Meyaisan, Shloy Nevdu, Behen Avera. It refers to those that there was no Avera done with them. And how did they know? That they, whether or not they were Zokut, Lashen, Amina? that they copulated with someone that was with one that was not there, men. They had maybe a deer that did it with the chicken, whatever. Yeah, we not. You get a Rav Chisda. The Rav Chisda have veered the Fnei Teva. That Nayach brought them the Fnei Teva. Kol Shateva Kol Tasa Biyadu Shutar. If the Teva admitted them. And they were taught. Ain't that Teva called us? Let's say the Teva rejected them. They wouldn't hold them. It wouldn't hold them. I don't know exactly how they would do it. Ain't that Teva called us? If it didn't hold them, what did it do? Spit them out?
Couldn't come into the front door.
Couldn't come to the front door. The door closed on it. All right. Okay. Yeah, the bouncer. Yeah, okay. Okay, Rabbi Avo Amar. We have, by the way, a problem over here. We have a problem with Rashi and Chumash. Rashi is this Kashi and Chumash. Mikan Shalamad Nayach Tyron.
What
time is it? Rashi and Chumash. How do you know the difference between Tmeim and Tmeim Hiram? A good Kashi, right? Right? I can worry, isn't it? And where I answer something else. But Rashi had this guy should come. It should be Kad should not love a Nayach Tyra. There is a Marsha. Marsha. Yeah, okay. We have Basirak Lahir, but there is a Marsha. It changes the gears. Okay. Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, gentlemen. Rabbi Avo Amar. Omar Krab, Abayim Zachar Nekeva. Abayim Me'alehe. We're talking over here. What is it? He said that they came of their own volition. They are the ones that were, that it was obvious they were the ones that were admissible. And therefore, so it was obvious that they were not the ones that he had to worry about. They came by themselves. Oh, of course, but derech nes. So this is what I was referenced to before. What else did we say in the Brisa? That all the Korbanis of B'nai Nayach are Eilus. Eilus in Shlomim, lo. They cannot bring Shlomim. It says that they brought Shlomim over there. And therefore, what do we see from there by the Nari B'nai Yisrael? They are karbanis of b'nei naya, and they brought shlamim. So you see that b'nei naya, you see b'nei naya are able to bring shlamim also.
They eat from them.
Shlam la'ashem bar ella ema einachadam hakol karvu ailus u'shlamim. Everybody is bringing. They're able to bring ailus. And shlamim, they are not limited dafke to eilus. Why? Well, v'hatanya, avol shlamim lo, ki im eilus, the brisa, we said that they cannot, beferish, they cannot bring it. Eilus is shlamim lo, kamanda amar lo karma shlamim b'nei nayach. And it goes like that, b'nei amar, because this din is a machlokes. The yigmar, rabba lozav, rabbi yisim, rachanina, kamanda amar karma shlamim b'nei nayach. The Chadar and Lon Karvu, that they did not bring it. That one holds that they did not bring, they cannot bring Karban and Shlomo. They can, one makes yeah, one says no. My time in the Mount Dema Karbu Shlomo B'nei Nayach. The Ksiv, the Hevel, Hevi, Gam, Humi, B'chayra, Sayda, Umechal, Vehen. What did he bring? He brought from the fats. He brought from the fats, from the B'chayra, Sayda, Umechal, Vehen. Where the butter is vice nice was not brought to the Mizbech. What kind of carbon is that? Teretz is. Have you ever shlomit? So you see that Ben Nayach can bring a shlomit. My type of the Baba, I'm low carbon, Tixiv, who reads something of always. Seiman, Tisnayer, Uba, let the oven become agitated, that Shemasel, Betsofen. That it's maisim are bitzofim. They bring, what do you mean they're maisim bitzofim? They shech bitzofim and they bring a carbon. That's what Klal Yisrael, the moniker for Klal Yisrael. Bitzofa uba shemasel bitzofim uvidarim. That it's bitzofim uvidarim Klal Yisrael. That they can bring carbonis in the north and the south. Don't you see from there? That they were able to bring a shlomim. You see, Hevel brought a shlomim. That's not what it means. Mishamneim, the two. Means not from their fats. It means from their best. It means from their best. But he brought eilus. He brought, so, there now, so this is the problem that we have. Let's say you hold, like the Mati Abar who holds, they only brought eilus. B'nei Karbanis of B'nei Nayach could only be eilus. What did the Nare B'nei Yisrael bring? Says they brought Shlomim. Feirish. Comes a brisker Rav, and that's why he says this. There's an interim Zman. There's a new Zman, with a new set of halachas. And that is the interim Zman of 9 months, where it's called Karbanis Yisrael. It's not able to be called Karbanis B'nei Nayach. Because they can't even bring a shlomim, if you hold like this about the other. It must be that there's such a thing that's called karbanis of Yisrael that are here. Now that does not mean necessarily that it's the only karbanis, but they can bring karbanis of the Yisrael, if they choose, at least if they choose it like that. Now it doesn't mean that it's totally bottled up the tkufa of bringing karbanis of the Nayach, but there's an option of bringing. At least that's what I hear. Maybe you look at the brisker Rav, you see, maybe you'll say a different shot in what he means. But this is what, it's no, at least the way I hear it. And that is, there's an option that they could bring up Bodhis Israel. That's why I had this problem of Hefshet Benituach. If you're talking that they did Hefshet Benituach by the Oila, and that's why he's getting from the Pusik, Mizmech HaDabatasali. Right? And it says, Mikarkov Etzaycha, because it's referring to that. It's referring to the Karbanis Yisrael. I'm saying, what would happen if we declare, let's say they brought Hefshet, they do us Hefshet Benituach. Is it a Raya? The Gabi Karbanis B'nei Nayach in general that it needs Hefshet Benituach? According to the way we're saying, the way he's saying, Lani is Daiti, it wouldn't be a Raya. You can't bring a Raya from what they did to what's going to be by all Karbanis B'nei Nayach.
That's the final that happened.
That's a whole different thing. That's different than completely. Whoa. That's not this about the Bobis for that. That wasn't really Nayach at all. That's right after Kavas HaMishkan. Wait a minute. Oh, you mean before they went out? Your Pesach Mitzrayim before? Yeah, so? That's a separate... That's a separate
No, this
we're saying over here, this whole episode took place before Matan Torah. The way Rashi learns, it's a problem in the Ramban, right? Like Rashi in Chumash says, like Rashi here says. There is a problem in the Ramban. That whole part in the Ramban holds, you don't use the claw of Ebukdom or Bukhar Matan. And the emphasis, who shows how he learns over here, what it is.
So from between Matan Torah and Hakamas Mishnah, wasn't it right before Matan Torah?
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't afterwards. It was before, right before Matan Torah. Right.
He's
talking about the Pasuk of Mizbeach Adah Batasali. He doesn't even mention the Nari B'nai Yisrael. No, the Briskrab doesn't think I'm showing it suited. The Mishnah doesn't even talking about the Nara of Bnei Yisrael. He talks about that pasuk, Mizbech Adav Atasali. I'm just saying that if you go with us such a thing, then you have to go revert it back now to this, what happened over here in this Maisa. He doesn't talk about this at all. Now what? Oh, yeah.
The last words of the line is
Umar Nami, Oksib Uri, such often. Ahu Bekibin Skal doesn't refer Bechlal to what to bring Karbonis. It's referring to Kibin Skal Yisud, Oksib Oksib, I ever by Shekabata. Tite Beyond, look at my Shrabbeinu, I ever my Shekabata. Tite Beyondainu, Svachim Beyilis. Yasinu La Shemel Akenu. What is that? Something about no. What it means? It means zvachim is la'achila. You give us chulin dekibehemis for what? For supper? For steak? The eyeless. That when it says zvachim la the eyeless la'kravim. Look, see, vayikach Yisrael. What about this? Vayikach Yisrael chaysed by shaylos eyelos zvachim. Ahu liacha. What did Yisrael bring for a carbon? Also, Eilu Zvachim. Why? How can he bring Eilu Zvachim? Holy Acher Matan Torah, it exists. There he is. It's La'acher Matan Torah. Yeah, Hanichal about the Yomer Yisra Acher Matan Torah Haya. El about the Yomer Yisra Koinen Matan Torah Haya, Ma'ikol Abeimar. What are you going to say there? The Yidmar, like we have the Machlekes, when exactly did Yisrael come? Now, let's say he came after Matan Torah, before HaKavos HaMishkan. What does the Gemara mean? When did he come? After Matan Torah. The Gemara means he came after Matan Torah, before Nissan. The Mashra, he came, even if you hold afterwards, he came before Nissan. According to you, this way, it's very good. The other way. The Yidmar V'chei R'chei Ever Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Chad Abba Yisra Kaidu Matan Torah Haya. Chad Amar Yisrael Achar Matan Torah. Oh yeah, Lamad Amar Yisrael Koyin Matan Torah. Oh yeah, Pesavar. It must be that Lamad Amar holds Shlomim Mikriva B'nei Nayach. Because if he brought a Shlomim, obviously his Shita is that B'nei Nayach are allowed to bring a Shlomim. I don't think Mar it really should be Tali and Tanoim. Kedadai. By Yisrael Koyin Midyan. What did he hear? That he came. What was the impetus for him to respond to? Mashmu shabavav uvav and iskayer. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Milchamas Amalek Melchemes Amalek Shama Shriksim Betzido Vayachlos Yeshua Amalek Vesamal Vicharav. Said right somuch to that. Rabbi Loser Abadai Imer Matan Torah Shama. And that's what he wanted. He came. They're arguing he came only after Matan Torah according to this. Dashik Shanitna Torah the Israel. There was such a tumult, commotion. In their palaces. The Amru Shira, they said Shira Shinema Bechal Kulayam are coming. What happened? The Skamtsu Kula made to Bilam, all the Goyim came to Bilam and they asked Bilam Rosham and they said to him, the Amru Lomakala Hamadashir Shabanu, What's all the gods of pandemonium here? Sheva marble bali ayla. Maybe there's another marble coming. He said, like, no, don't worry about that. Hashem la marble yashav. Omer lehem ayeshav Hashem mesh Hashem melech li ayla. Kvar nishma kodesh baruch hu. Sheda maybe marble li ayla. Omer lo, they said to him, all right, very nice. But marble shall buy him either maybe. Maybe he has some other way of destroying the world. Of a Babel Shalesh, maybe. Shenemar, Kibalesh Hashem Nishbat. Amalhem Kvarnishma Shedo Mashat Kol Basar. What you see from this Gemara is, you know, the Archaim HaKadosh has the Suffolk, and we have a bunch of Suffolk in Parshas Noach. What exactly was the bris between the Rebbe Shalom and Klal Yisrael? He wasn't going to bring a Babel, or he wasn't going to destroy the world in general. And here we see that it says that that was the Havtacha. And it's fair from here, you have to understand, there is a Marsha here, so also is Oibid on this, that the Steeris that we emptied here, and this is where a site that we have, that of whether or not, what exactly was the bris with Nayak, that he's not going to destroy the world, or he's not going to bring a Bible. So Bilam had to explain it all to them. That there is a treasure, which is what? The Torah. That was Genuza by him for 974 years. And he's giving it, wants to give it to his children. All the guy responded, they said, what did she hear? She heard that. There it says, Vaishma Hasab, the Omar, Vlahayab of Aid Ruach, Vaishma Hasab, the Gabba, Vlaikaba Aid Ruach, Beish, the Afilo Akshayin Abilay Akshay. They were in such a state of fear, they weren't even able to have Kishui. Umina Yoda Hakshino, the Omar Baidacha, Osar Vinogit Shlo Baal, Rachav Azaina. Omro, because she was such a famous Azaina. Omro, Vas Yachonim Haisa. She was 10 years old at when he came to Zotza Kol Nev Shana. So Yisrael be Midbar. Achar Nud Shana, Niskaira, she was Megayer. And Amra, she said, after she was Megayer, Mochali Mischar, Chabachalot of Pishta, because of how I let the Meraglim, she lowered them down from all the, like, the Meiser, from the window, and, therefore, that she said that should be her schus. That should be her schus. All right, we'll have to be mamshach then with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.